The bear was 4 meters tall and weighed nearly a ton. Its paws were the size of a human head, and its claws were 16 centimeters long. With bone-crushing teeth and vice-like jaws, it was a 1-2 punch that few survived.
Even if it's not a chase down and kill predator, it's not something that you would want to mess with because it's way up off the ground. It has a very large appearance, very large head, very large musculature, very powerful looking. And so that threat alone would scare most things off.
Based on studying how modern-day lions attack, it's believed to have been an aggressive predator which was likely to strike first in any fight.
The body of any species is used in one unit. So we have a situation with the lion, for instance, that has the claws and the jaws, and they probably approached their prey items much like big cats do today. They basically had to run up and use their jaws, probably in a similar way, to dispatch their prey, either by biting on the muzzle or the neck, or maybe going for some other part of the body.
The bear is one of the few predators that will take on another predator. Fighting with your prey is one thing, fighting with another predator is something totally different. The bear may have come upon other kills and chased away the attacker. In other words, it spots something killing prey, it waits till it kills it, then it moves in and chases it away. He may have been the bully of the plains, so his role is to fight predators more often than the lion does.
The bear, with its thick coat, was greatly affected by the unprecedented global warming.
The geological evidence shows us that the Earth was experiencing some dramatic climate changes. So some things from the past are really clear to us. But when it comes to describing what a confrontation between two individual creatures like the bear and lion would have been, we have to study and look at the behaviors of their modern counterparts so we can project what we think would have occurred. We use all of the scientific facts that are available to us, as well as modern animal behaviors, to help us create a plausible, realistic fight.